Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in PGA Tour golfer, local legend, Brant Snedeker. Brant, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're just down in San Antonio getting ready to play an event this week. So all's right in the world. Back on the road again.
Absolutely. Brant, just to that point, what's this past year been like for the guys on the tour and all the different things going on, and obviously with COVID affecting us nationwide and worldwide as well? What's this past year been like on tour from your perspective?
Yeah, it's been kind of a whirlwind, to say the least, to go from not really knowing when and if we were going to play again, how we're going to play again. We are not in stadiums, obviously. We're traveling the world, going to different cities, and how that's going to work out. And, the tour did a great job. Our commissioner, Jay Monahan, did a great job of kind of finding a way to get us back on the golf course, dealing with different cities and state governments to be able to get back to playing golf and doing what we love to do. So it's been a challenge, to say the least, to be able to go from playing cities, states like California and up in New York and places like that we're able to do. But it's been nice for us to be able to get back now, to have a limited number of fans on the golf course, to kind of get back to what feels somewhat normal to us again, and see people out there having fun watching us play golf again.
In terms of your process, Brant, I mean, obviously, I guess this is a socially distanced sport, at least compared to most, right? Like, has it changed anything for you at all?
Yeah, I think the hardest thing with us was being out here on tours is not having fans for so long. I don't think, I haven't played a tournament without fans probably since I was in college, So it was a totally different feeling for me to know that, I kind of feed off that energy. I love having people out there cheering for you or rooting against you or whatever it may be. And so it was weird to go out there and play a golf tournament and not see anybody out there watching you and not have any excitement. And so you kind of had to manufacture the excitement that you could draw from the crowd. And I kind of struggled with it a little bit, to be honest with you. I didn't really enjoy it as much or have as much fun out there without the fans. So it's been nice these last few weeks when we started in Florida having some fans back. And now we're in Texas going to have some fans as well. So to have that excitement again, be able to draw off that crowd a little bit and kind of get some momentum going.
And, Brant, speaking of the fans, you've got an event coming up next month at the beginning of May. The Simmons Bank Open for the Snedeker Foundation, and single-day tickets are on sale now. Four-day general admission tickets are on sale now as well. You can find those at SimmonsBankOpen.com. What can you tell us about this event, and how special is this event for you?
Yeah, it's been great to partner with the Korn Ferry Tour and have a sponsor like Simmons Bank Open. For all those who are not huge golfers out there, Korn Ferry Tour is kind of the AAA baseball or the minor leagues, the PGA Tour. The big difference being that a lot of these guys are going to be playing on the PGA Tour next year, and they're going to be stars of tomorrow. Scottie Scheffler lost in a playoff a couple years ago in our event. He just lost the match play final this past weekend. So these guys are going to be on the PGA Tour soon, and they're going to be the stars of tomorrow. So be able to host an event in Nashville, obviously growing up here, never having a PGA Tour event in my hometown, this is a great way to start kind of bringing professional golf back to town. We partnered with the Grove down south town in Franklin to host the event. It's a great site to host it. So we're just really excited to have these guys coming into town, give them a chance to chase their dreams. These guys are all literally one swing away from changing their lives and being on the PGA Tour. So to have that opportunity for them to be down there and playing and hosting that event in Nashville means a lot to me. And we're really excited that our foundation can partner with Simmons Bank and really brought, every dollar we raise is going to stay here in Middle Tennessee. And, it's a big part of the PGA Tour, and what we do is making sure that every time we leave the city, we impact it in a positive way, and that we raise some money for local charities. So we're excited to have that here, and hopefully can grow it as it goes forward and get bigger and bigger.
And the Simmons Bank Open taking place May the 3rd through the 9th. And as I said, single-day tickets on sale for $15, four-day general admission passes on sale for $50. You can find those at SimmonsBankOpen.com.
So, Brant, big news from Vanderbilt yesterday. I know, obviously, you're very involved with Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt guy all the way. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, I was very excited. You know, I've known Candace for a long time. She was my academic advisor when I was in school there. I was thrilled when she got the chance to be athletic director. And, you know, I knew she was a special person and would do things the right way and kind of understood that job probably better than anybody did. And with the new chancellor coming in and his commitment that he's made publicly and privately about changing the culture of some of the sports programs over there and how he wants to go about doing it, I was not surprised at all. You know, I think it's something that, you know, I think as fans and as alumni, we've all wanted to see kind of Vanderbilt publicly come out and say that we're supporting sports, not just through our alumni donations, but we're going to support them ourselves. And to see that happen and to know it's happened because of Candace and our new chancellor is great to see. So I think we're all excited about what the commitment means. I think, you know, now we all have a job to do, go out and raise some money to kind of help them out and try to make sure the facilities that they need the money for, that they're upgrading, are going to be done in a timely manner. So I think I'm excited. As a Vanderbilt fan, I'm super excited to see what happens. As an alumni, I'm excited for the athletes to have them have the access and the stuff they need to pursue their dreams and be the best at what they can be. So I see a bunch of positive stuff coming out of this.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was going to pry. You kind of said it there. I mean, Vanderbilt has called you on this, right? I mean, you've gotten the call.
I've been a donor since I graduated. I have done a lot for Vanderbilt over the years, and I continue will be a donor for them. And so I'm a big believer in Vanderbilt. My dad went to law school there. I met my wife there. I've got a scholarship on the golf team named after me. I can't thank Vanderbilt enough for what they've done for me and my life and my career. And so I take it personally when people kind of go after them and kind of talk bad about the athletic department or talk bad about our sports programs and know what it means to the kids to go there and know what it means to people like me who've kind of made a career from it and wouldn't be where they are without it. So I'm behind it 1,000%, and we'll do everything I can to make sure that they succeed over there.
Brant Snedeker on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Brant, a team that continues to just move right along at Vanderbilt. Tim Corbin and that baseball program, Kumar Rocker, Jack Leiter, possibly the number one and number two picks in the draft on the mound for the Doors. What do you think of their chances here maybe to repeat as national champions and just this special program that Tim Corbin continues to trot out there year after year?
Yeah, it's unbelievable what Tim's been able to do. You know, unbelievable from the outside. You spend 5 minutes with Tim Corbin, you understand why he's so successful. You know, he's just a great guy to be around, believes 1,000% in what he's doing, and runs a great program, and that the culture he builds over there is so resilient. I mean, he's unbelievable how he can just turn guys through there, and they all buy in from day one. So I've been a huge fan of his forever. I wish, you know, he could coach everything over there at some point, you know, because I think he'd be successful in anything he does. But, you know, the team they have this year is unbelievable. It's not just – I know everybody talks about Kumar and Jack and how great they are, but they've got a great lineup from top to bottom. It's a really well-rounded team. You know, I think Tim will tell you, as he does every team every year, they've got a lot of improving to do. They need to come together, but I think this is a really legit team. Obviously, when you're putting those two guys out first and second starters for a weekend series, it's going to be really hard to get to them. So, yeah, I've enjoyed watching them. It's been fun to watch those guys play this year a little bit and see what they got ahead of them. You know, that being said, it's a totally different ball game when you get in the playoff, when you get into the regionals and Omaha. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully these guys can stay healthy and put together a great season like they've been doing. And it's fun to watch. You know, I got my son watching them. They're all in every weekend. And so it's been fun for us to have something to kind of do as a family and go down there and see those guys play some baseball.
So, Brant, as you look forward to, you know, this season, the spring and summer ahead, what are you most looking forward to?
You know, playing some better golf. You know, I've gotten off to a slow start this year. I haven't played very good at all, to be quite honest with you. So I've been working hard at it, just trying to figure out what's going on, what I haven't been able to kind of put the success together like I normally do. So, I'm just enjoying playing again. It's fun to be out here and have some fans. I mean, really love what I do for a living. I love the grind that comes with it. So, you know, you've got to take the good with the bad when you're a professional athlete. There's going to be great times in your life where you're on top and everything feels great, and there's going to be some hard times. You've got to be able to battle through it. So, right now, you find out how much you love the game. I haven't played well in the last probably 2 or 3 months, and so I've been practicing hard at it. I love it. I'm glad to be able to go out here on the road and play some more golf and kind of figure out what's going on and get going the right direction so I can get another W here sometime soon. So it's just kind of part of the game. As any golfer knows, some days you feel like you're the best golfer in the world, and some days you feel like you need to find another job. So that's why I love the game. You just never know what you're going to get.
Brett Snedeker has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Again, you can check out the Simmons Bank Open taking place early next month, May the 3rd through the 9th. Tickets on sale now at SimmonsBankOpen.com. Brant, thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Brant Snedeker of the PGA Tour, local legend here in Nashville, and Vanderbilt alum as well. And as you can tell, very passionate about Vanderbilt athletics, and obviously met the news yesterday from Candace Lee very positively from Brant Snedeker there, and excited about what that could mean for the future of Vanderbilt athletics.
That's an interesting little nugget. Candace Lee was his academic advisor at school.
That is interesting.
Yeah, some strong words in support of her, which you get from a large percentage of people over there, you know, who have been part of that athletic department for a long time. So, and yes, they have called Brant. So, that's oh, mute. Hey, you see that?
Oh,
he just muted.
Was laughing.
He
I
blew
wasn't
the
talking.
Mute.
But sure, we'll count it.
Yes. What's the scoreboard this week?
1-1.
Rexroad is grasping at straws here, but okay, that's
yes.
Fine. Thank you.
How does Jared do on the mute? Maybe we should have a mute off.
I don't know that he's ever muted in his life.
He's never on mute.
He doesn't know what the mute button looks like.
I don't know if that's even been a thing with Jared. When we come back, we will get into the dominant news story in the NFL. More disturbing details coming out in the allegations against Deshaun Watson of the Houston Texans. We'll discuss it next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.